Welcome to the show. Today's episode is episode 4, titled Diabetes Lies. And of course, my name is Ernest Kwanza, author of Diabetes Journey, How Type 2 Diabetes Can Be Reversed and Cured. I am founder of the website Center for Diabetes and Obesity Wellness. Check it out and see if you like it. I'm very passionate about this topic because there is more going on behind closed doors and conferences than most people actually realize. I will start by asking you this question. Are you familiar with the world-renowned psychiatrist Dr. David R. Hawkins, who authored the book Power vs. Force? He is absolutely one of my very favorite authors. He once said that when people from around the world come to his clinic to see him, all he has to do is love them and care about them, and they heal. He said he didn't give them any prescription for their condition. It was he who said that most consumers are lied to. He is actually right. And he's not the first to say that consumers are intentionally lied to. You may have also heard of one Dr. Joel Fuhrman, based in the United States. He has a video on YouTube. In the video, he explains that diabetes drug manufacturers asked him to write an article that they can publish. He agreed and produced the article. In the article, he stated clearly that type 2 diabetes can be cured. When he delivered the article to the drug manufacturer, they rejected the article. According to Dr. Fuhrman, the drug company told him that if they publish his article and diabetics find out that they can cure them their condition, they will not buy their diabetes drugs. Think about that for a minute. Think about that. And this video is live on YouTube as I speak, so he has nothing to hide. How many diabetics know that they can cure themselves but are being kept in the dark? Diabetes business in general is perhaps one of the largest in the world, generating hundreds of billions of dollars for the drug manufacturers and others, including diabetes product makers and blog operators. Now consider other conditions triggered by the diabetes or the sugar built up inside the body, such as heart disease, stroke, blindness, internal organ failures, and so forth. How much do you think your government spends on diabetes as well as the conditions that it triggers? In the United States alone, the figure is estimated over $250 billion a year on diabetes alone. Now, let's factor in countries around the world, diabetes products and others, diseases triggered by the sugar buildup inside the body. You are looking at a $1 trillion global business. In August of 2022, a researcher from the University of Victoria, based in Western Canada, was on the evening news. He looked rather very frustrated. He said that their research has found that alcohol causes cancer. He further explained to the interviewer that anytime he tries to make their finding public, alcoholic beverage manufacturers will send email to the government asking that he is blocked. He proceeded to show a copy of the email that was leaked to him. A scientist from University of British Columbia, one of Canada's largest academic institutions, also once said that drug companies are intentionally selling consumer drugs that the consumers don't need. Diabetes lies has been going on for decades. Millions and millions of people are lied to and kept in the dark. The business of diabetes is about money, profits in the billions. Diabetics, on the other hand, are prevented from knowing the truth and how they can cure themselves. This is why I'm so passionate about diabetes, and particularly diabetes lies. Instead of the truth, the attention focuses mostly on diabetes products and promotions. In fact, many diabetics themselves are not very educated about their own condition, so they settle for the diabetes drugs. For the meantime, diabetes is on the increase worldwide, which begs the question, how is diabetes drugs and other products reducing diabetes? The number of diabetics has gone up. Despite the drugs and everything that they are sold, is not going down. So it is not, to me, reasonable to say that they are helping, because they are not. If the drugs were helping, the cases of diabetes would go down, but it's not going down. When my diabetes was reversed, I contacted a number of companies, including American Diabetes Association, and told them what had happened to me and how I reversed it, and if they would like to share my story in their magazine. They wrote me back and said they would consider it, but they never contacted me ever again. I never heard back from them. I even contacted Health News Today. Health News Today is one of the largest news companies on the internet. They too would not even talk to me or agree to do a story. I made a phone call to Diabetes Canada and spoke to a lady and told her everything, that I'd like to do a story with them. She said, well, you know, there's nobody in the office, so when they come back, she's going to tell them, they're going to get back to me. Again, I double check, nobody will talk to me. The fact is, Diabetes Canada and American Diabetes Association, Diabetes Pakistan, Diabetes UK, they all have membership in the International Diabetes Federation, an organization based in Europe. And that organization's mission is to promote diabetes care and cure worldwide. It says so on their own website. And so if these organizations have membership in International Diabetes Federation, shouldn't they be promoting diabetes cure? But do they? No, they don't. I've never seen one promotion on the news or on the internet talking about how to reverse type 2 diabetes. All I hear about is product, medications. That's all I ever hear. But type 2 diabetes is a progressive condition if nothing is done to reverse it. The progression also means that you, the diabetic, are at risk of heart disease, stroke, blindness, leg amputation, and all that stuff. Making the lies worse is the local media. They too refuse to do a story if the story has the word cure in it, because the word cure is a medical term. But I will explain the word cure in another episode. I also connected with the diabetes bloggers. The moderator wrote me saying that the only way that she will publish my story on her blog is if I change the word cure into manage. And I said, are you kidding? She is in effect asking me to lie, because she received funding from the drug companies or diabetes drug companies. Well, type 2 diabetes does not cause any of the mentioned conditions like the heart disease, stroke, and all that. It is the sugar buildup inside the body that does the damage. The word diabetes is simply a name given to the sugar buildup to identify what it is. But diabetes is just a word, and it doesn't cause diseases, but there's sugar buildup inside the body. That's what destroys the body. Despite the dangers of this condition and what it will do to the victim, attention is never given to it. In fact, in my view, diabetes is now an epidemic, a global one. It is this arrogance and lack of value for diabetes that offended me so much that I researched until I developed a cure for type 2 diabetes, which I use on me, and it worked exceptionally well. In fact, I have people sending me email or posting to my LinkedIn account saying that sugar doesn't cause diabetes. Well, of course, they work for the sugar companies. Friends, love yourself enough to take action and cure your diabetes. This is not all. If you're a diabetic or not, it is so important to share this podcast. Post it on social media and ask others to share it. We diabetics are responsible for our own health. If you don't care enough to help yourself regain your good health back, do you expect others to do it for you? You know the answer to that. Each year, there are several products developed for diabetics. And all these companies, nothing threatens them more than for type 2 diabetics to know that they can find a cure for their condition. That is the real threat. This is why whenever effort is being made, the diabetes, people promoting diabetes cure are silenced by the big drug companies through the government. There is a very big and famous TV personality who is a diabetic, but he too has signed an agreement with a diabetes drug company in which he supports diabetes drugs rather than to cure the diabetes and help others like him. I contacted him several times to appear on his show to discuss diabetes. He will not reach back to me. By signing the agreement, he cannot promote diabetes cure. Friends, be careful who you trust. Huh? I know we watch television shows and we love all these celebrities and famous people. Be careful who you trust. The more I learn about type 2 diabetes lies, the sadder I felt. I felt as though no one cared about diabetics. For example, there are people on the internet claiming that all you have to do is buy their cinnamon, and in a short time, your diabetes will go away. Another one is eggs. Another one is banana, a plant from the Philippines. All these products that they claim will cure your diabetes doesn't actually do anything. I live in the Philippines for 2 years. They don't use banana plants to cure diabetes because they can't. Just by taking a plant extract, that plant extract is not going to burn up the sugar in your body. You have to hit the exercise and diet. Eggs, for example, the reason why some people are trying to claim that it will cure diabetes is that I believe in a few years ago, a research came from Finland. And according to those researchers, if you eat one egg a day, you can avoid becoming a diabetic. They never said eggs cure diabetes. Never. But people have taken it and spun it around, and now they make a long sales page and try to collect money and tell you that, oh, just eat one egg a day. So it's not even their own product. It's somebody else's product that they're trying to profit from. Folks, this is what is actually going on in our world today. Think about that for a minute. Just before my book, Diabetes Journey, How Type 2 Diabetes Can Be Reversed and Cured, was published, I had friends over for a get-together. At some point, the topic of me reversing my diabetes and the book came up. One of the ladies at the gathering asked me, how are you going to convince people that type 2 diabetes can be cured? Well, that's a very good question. When a person is first diagnosed, the first thing the doctor does is to prescribe metformin as a first line of defense. They are not told to go and diet and exercise. Doctors do not promote lifestyle change. Neither does TV ads. When I asked my doctor why he didn't tell me that I could reverse my diabetes when he first cured me, he basically said, well, people don't listen. So it wasn't until after 2 years when I actually went to see him and asked him a point blank question before he told me the truth. All this and the media refusal to report how diabetes can be reversed and cured has blinded people and kept them in the dark And I even had some people tell me that they don't even know what to eat. And two doctors told me that people don't listen. They're actually right. Sometimes we don't listen, do we? Friends, listening and taking action is the key to you reversing your diabetes. Lying to consumers has been going on for hundreds of years and it's still going on today. It will never stop. It's like a machine that just keeps rolling and rolling. The only way to fight this machine is take action for yourself. I met a man from the United States. According to him, when he started his construction business, several construction business owners told him that he can make 3 times the profit if he overcharged his customers. He refused and still made enough money to send all his three children to medical school. My own acupuncturist told me that 2 acupuncturists visited her one day asking her why she's solely charging $50 a session and not $85. So she explains to them that, listen, I am married, my house is paid off, my daughter is grown up, she's moved out, I don't need any money to do advertisement. I get my client from word of mouth. They were demanding that she charge $85 because basically they wanted her to rip off her customers. And don't allow yourself, people, to be enslaved by diabetes and diabetes product manufacturers. Slavery means any action taken to intentionally prevent others from succeeding or growing or flourishing. Isn't that what is happening to diabetics? Do they flourish? Are they successful in reversing their diabetes and flourishing? They are not, because their actions be taken to keep them in the dark. Now the question is type 2 diabetes a disease? Well, type 2 diabetes is not a disease. It is a condition. For example, weight gain in obesity is referred to as a disease. But obesity is not a disease and will never be a disease, but it's only referred to as a disease because too many people are gaining weight. So as more people gain weight, a condition can then be referred to as a disease. Once the American Psychiatric Association classifies a condition as a disease, it is always followed by drug companies developing a drug for that condition, now referred to as a disease. The CEO or chairman of the Psychiatric Association in the United States was once questioned at an interview by reporters about why certain drugs consumers don't need are being sold to them. I was shocked at his response. He replied, "If the drug is not hurting them, why not?" Imagine that. Basically, he's saying that if the drug is not hurting you, why not? But drugs do help. It does hurt people slowly. Type 2 diabetes and prediabetes is referred to as a disease because it is on the increase. In fact, diabetes is a condition caused by sugar. I don't see how that is a disease. Making things worse for diabetics to cure their condition is the fact that if you publish a book and use the word cure on the cover, the media will reject it immediately. Well, we all know the reason why. Friends, it is a very ugly world out there. It really is. It's a world driven by the almighty dollar. During the last week of July 2020, I saw an ad asking people to get tested for prediabetes. I am going to predict that soon a drug will be developed for prediabetes because it is on the increase. For the drug companies, again, it goes back to the same thing. They see an increase in prediabetes, they see drugs and profit. The lack of consideration for diabetics or diabetic health was one of the motivating factors that drove me to act. I hated the idea that if you become a diabetic, all of a sudden you become nothing more than the money pit for people to just take and take and take and take. I hope you too take the first step in reversing your diabetes. It's not difficult. We have come to the end of this episode, episode 4. In the next episode, I'll be talking about how to reverse type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, as well as obesity. I am really excited about that. Thank you for listening. And please visit my website, diabetesselfcure.com, or Google Center for Diabetes and Obesity Wellness. And there are products there to get you started. And my books are listed on that website if you're interested. Or at least check it out. And you can pass on, share the website with friends. Thank you for listening. And have a good week. Bye-bye.